Welcome to Any Questions. This is Resident Quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and I am greeting you again because the man across the table from me, WAMC's very own Ian Pickus, has a very ominous-looking piece of paper in front of him with some questions for me this week. Ian, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to swap seats again. But before we can do this week's show, let's clear up that challenge from last time.
In which I said, start with the phrase four titles. Rearrange the letters to spell a five-letter word for a species of fish and a five-letter word for things a fisherman uses. What are the words?
Trout and flies.
Yep.
Well, Mike, this is our last show of the month.
Oh.
Will you wake me up when September ends?
You've been asleep this whole time? No wonder the show's gone so well.
Do you know where that lyric comes from?
That's a Green Day song.
That's right, from the comeback album American Idiot.
Hey, I'm right here.
Which was released in September of 2004. It went on to sell 15 million copies and wound up becoming a hit Broadway musical and reportedly a film that is still in production. In honor of all that, today's quiz is about other blockbuster albums of the 2000s, counting physical album sales. I'll name the album and some key facts about it. You name the artist.
The artist? Okay.
Mm-hmm. 2006, Back to Black. It was co-produced by John Ronson. Singles include Tears Dry on Their Own and the title track and Rehab.
That is Amy Winehouse.
That's right. And sadly, this was her second and last studio album made while she was alive. 2015, called 25. It was the artist's third straight album whose name was a number. It led to awards like British Album and Single of the Year. And its lead single, Hello, was the first to sell a million digital copies in 1 week.
That is Adele.
And you knew that one from 25
from
alone?
From 25, yeah, right.
Should I have made this harder?
No.
2001, called Invincible. It was the artist's sixth and final studio album, despite the fact that he lived another 8 years after its release. It featured the lead single You Rock My World, and it was pulled from some radio stations in Canada and New Zealand, following the release of an HBO documentary this year.
That is an album by Michael Jackson.
That's right, and he's had some posthumous albums, including Escape and Michael. 2016. It's the highest-selling album released in 2016. It was itself accompanied by an HBO film. It set off internet sleuths who tried to find out who Becky with the good hair is, and its lead single was performed during the halftime show at Super Bowl 50. That lead single performed at the Super Bowl is called Formation.
Oh, Beyonce.
That's right. And do you know the name of the album?
It's called Lemonade.
Yes. Good job.
Thank you.
And finally, way back to 2004.
Wow, so far.
Called Confessions, it features production work from fellow Atlanta figures Jermaine Dupri and Little John. Little John appears on its lead single, Yeah, and it won the Grammy for Best Contemporary R&B Album.
That is Usher.
Yes! Well done.
Thank you.
Usher Raymond III, if we're keeping score.
We are.
Well, Mike Nothnagel topped the charts this week. He went 5 for 5. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can flip the record over and go on over to wamc.org/anyquestions to play those questions again, to sing along with the extra credit that Ian has, or the hidden track, which we call the challenge. Ian.
Start with the name of a rapper who has had two of the highest-selling albums of the 2000s.
Mike Nothnagel.
That's going to make this one a little bit harder.
You know what? Mike Nothnagel often makes a lot of things more difficult than they need to be.
Add an I, rearrange the letters, and you can spell the three-word name of a song by the band whose 2000 collection of number one hits also sold more than 30 million copies. What is the song, and what is the band? And as a hint, the rapper goes by a single name. Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then.